We are learning Mesechtes Makis, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, at the end of the line. Zog to Gemara, we have a kasha now on this din of Kol Yomav. We said that Kol Yomav, it says, L'yucha L'shachel Kol Yomav, teaches us that forever you always have a mitzvah asay to take her back, and that is why there is no Malkus, because you can't give Malkus when you have an option of Aseh afterwards. Here, option of Aseh, Kol Yomav says, that Aseh says, take her back, and therefore you don't get Malkus by Yisrael. Kohen gets Malkus because he can't take her back. But Yisrael, who could take her back, does not get Malkus. So Gemara says, Ho nichol man diyomar bitlu v'loy bitlu. El man diyomar kimu v'loy kimu mai kilameima. Which means like this. There's a big machlokes on the base, we're going to see it. If, what when you have Evi Aseh, that comes after the lav, so when do you have to mekayim the asay? Do you have forever the mekayim the asay? Or you have to mekayim the asay right away? So one man the yama holds, bitlo bitlo means like this. The only time you'll get malchus is if you mevatel the asay. If you mevatel the asay be a dying, that you can't do anything, so then, right then you'll get malchus. For example, in the case where I could take back the wife, so if I make a neder, so the ma'anis divorced his wife, and now he says, I'm making neder, I'm never taking her back. I'm also to her. Now you can't take her back. You can't make him the asay. Then you give him malchus, because now it's not possible to do the asay. But any time it's still possible to do the asay, according to Sman Diyama, you get malchus. That's bitlu le bitlu. It's totally in the bitlu. When you do a bitl, then you get malchus. But if you don't,
Yeah, but that's it in battle. Huh? Yeah, but that's it in battle. Yep.
Marry someone in between, but then it's not your fault. If she goes and marries someone in between, it's not your fault. You're right. The way that she can't, if you take marriage someone in between, you can't be malchus. A very good point. But then it's not his fault. She did that. Then he can't get malchus for that. He has to mevatel. That's the man diyama. Here's the man diyama. The other man diyama, kibul and kimu, holds that it's totally in Bezdin right now. Bezdin says, "Oh, you divorced her. Marry her right now. If you don't marry her right now, I give you malchus, because you have to, the way to take off the malchus is you have to do a kiyum right now. That's the way you do it." So Gemara says, this drasha that we said, Kol Yomav, that all your days you have the option of taking her back, and that is why you don't get Malkus, is only good when you're a bitlo a bitlu. Because as long as you were mevatlet, Kol Yomav ba'amoid ba'amoid ba'achzer koi, all the days you could take her back, and therefore you don't get Malkus. Elamadam kimu le'kimu ma'ik le'meima. And the way Rashi learns Akasha, let's see it inside. It starts on four lines from the bottom at the end of the line in Rashi. Ela man de toni kiyemesa say potter loy kimu de ichayev sha say tikkun shalav, because I say is the tikkun of lav ve'ena lav toli bebitla say, and lav is not toli bebitla say shemashosh of lav nigmar be'etz michayev malchus, and just to do something instead of the malchus you do the kimu. Avasei nitin lakar malchus because you have the bezin or you kiyem asay v'yiftar yilko or you get malchus. So lekalamim, you can't say kol yomav ba'amoid v'achzor koyi k'tamritz. You can't say all your days you have the option. Shem lo yachzorim yad job lebez, then you're cool, you give him malchus. The lekalamim, you kaim lachazman. Dem ke like kiyim, that's not called kiyim. So hechi domil, oil yachalam and nim kaim. How can you say that forever I'll say I'm nim kaim? That's the Gemara's kasha. How can you say that? I'm the Ritva that has problems with this Rashi, but a long Ritva here. But our kapon, the bottom line is that our Gemara's question is, that if you learn bitlu le bitlu in the whole idea of lava nitiglase, that the only time you get the malchus is if you mevatel lase, so then it's good. And here, as long as you weren't mevatel lase, you didn't make a neder, so then all your life you can bring her back, and you're not going to get malchus. But according to the other man, the Amav, kimu v'lo kimu l'chayra, immediately that you didn't take her back because you get malchus. So the more on top of base, midi top of the tzav on base, midi u'taima el Rav Yechanan. This whole sugya that you have to say, you have to answer, kol yomav v'amoy v'hachzor koyi, that you have to have asay afterwards, only according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan punkt is the one who holds bitlu le bitlu. Rash Lakish holds kimu le kimu, he'll take a hold, not like Rabbi Yechanan, that every lav anitik la asay is part of a malchus, even if the asay precedes the malchus. Midu time, this whole shtickle Torah they had to say, kol yomav v'hachzor koyi, was only according to Rabbi Yechanan Shita, who said that I say that precedes the lav, gets malchus. We have to come up with a shtickle Torah b'ayinus. Meantime, Rabbi Yechanan, don't malay Rabbi Yechanan Tana, tani bitlu chayiv v'loy bitlu potter. But according to Reish Lakish, like Rashi points out, that holds that's kimu v'loy kimu. He doesn't have to darshan kol yama v'amay v'achzer kai. He'll just hold very simple. Any lav that has a asay say before say afterwards, you mekayim da asay and you potter finished. That's the way it works. You mekayim asay right away. You potter. You don't have to come onto the drasha of kol yama v'amay v'achzer kai. So it's not shver. Rabbi Yochanan holds the drasha of kol yom v'achzer kai. He holds bitloy bitlu. So taki, you have all your days. Tliy v'atla, you could mekayim it. Reish Lakish holds kimu v'loy kimu. He taka holds. There's no new din drasha of kol yomav. He holds that even if that say is before, you're part of a malchus. Where do we have his b'chagis v'yechanan Reish Lakish? The tani tana kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Someone brought a brayso from Rabbi Yochanan that said like this: Kol mitzvah loy sasa. Sheyesh ba kumasei, any mitzvah loy sasa that has in it a kumasei, kiyem asei sheba potter. If you mekayim that asei, this is the lashon of the brayso. If you mekayim that asei, you potter. Bitl asei sheba is chayiv. You mevatel that asei, then you chayiv. So the beginning and end don't stim. Kayim asei sheba potter, only for mekayim, but not mekayim and get malchus. Then it says dafka bitl asei sheba chayiv. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said. Amalei, my kamrit. Which way are you going? Which direction are you heading over here? Kiyim potter. So then loy kiyim is chayiv. Since loy kiyim should be chayiv. Why are you saying bittel? If bittel is not a chayiv, then loy bittel. If you're not vatel, you're still potter. Why do you have to have a kiyim? So therefore, Rabbi Yechon told the Baal HaBraisa, Tani, the one I'm saying over the Braisa, Tani, read like this to Braisa. Bitlu v'loy bitlu. If you're vatel, the asay, then you get malchus. But if you're not mevatel, then calls mind you have an option of mekayim that say you don't get malchus. But Rav Shimon Balakish, Omar, kimu v'loy kimu. He holds totally in kiyim. If you mekayim it, good, you're part of it. If you're not mekayim it, you give him malchus. So that's machlokes, v'yechon v'shlokesh, bitlu v'loy bitlu, kimu v'loy kimu. But my kamiflegi, what's the beer of machlokes between Rav Yechon and v'shlokesh? The beer of machlokes is, ba'asras sofik kamiflegi. They're arguing, if I can give you asra when I'm not sure you're doing the avera. Mar sova asra sofik shma asra, or mar sova asra sofik loy shma asra. Which means like this. Rabbi Yechon holds the asra sofik shma asra. So therefore, every loy sasa, the nitik lasay, I can give you asra, and if you land up being mevatel the asay, I'll give you malchus. Even though we know that you have to have the asra b'shas the avera. You did that very well. We give you asra. By the way, if you divorce her, you're getting malchus. I have the option of mekayim da asay forever until you mevatel it. Okay, but it's a misafik. I'm giving asra. And then what happens? The minute you mevatel it, how by making a neder, you're not going to have anar from her. The minute you mevatel it, so then the minute you mevatel it, you give her, you give him malchus. The minute you mevatel, you give him malchus. Once you mevatel, you give him malchus. I, b'shas, when you did the avera of his divorce, we didn't know you were going to mevatel it. Okay? Hasra, sofik, shma, asra. Rabbi Yechon holds, asra, that's not for sure, is called asra. Reish Lakish holds, hasra, asofik, lo shma, asra. Reish Lakish holds, that asra, asofik, is not called asra. So you have to have the when you're giving him the warning, you have to right away know for sure he's doing the avera. I gonna ask me, what do you mean? He still has the option of the asay to mekayim the asay kodesh lakish. Zokt Rashi pshat like this: that when you give him the asra, it's asra. He's chayiv malchus. The kim of the asay is mokim the malchus. Asra sofik shma asra. You did bad. By the way, you divorce you for sure getting malchus. That's true. You're sure getting malchus. Yeah, actually, Bezdin will give you option to give you a opinion on the malchus. Do I say? It'll redeem you from the malchus. But avada, it's asra zvadai. And Rashi asks, the chayfi Rabbi Yechon also it's possible to have asra zvadai. Why don't you warn him b'shas the bittel? B'shas when he's about to mevatel, make the neder. He say, but if you do that, you get a malchus. So the Rashi answers, which we spoke at under our breath a few minutes ago, that the hasra has to be b'shas the avera itself, not b'shas the tanai. Here the bittel is like a tanai. It's like a something that you have to do in order to facilitate that lav will be strong. But the hasra has to be b'shas the lav, the divorcing, not b'shas the bittel. And therefore it's called hasra sofik. So the biyar mechlekes v'yekam mishlakash is if hasra sofik shma hasra oyloi shma hasra. So after Gemara, so Rabbi Yechon hasra sofik shma hasra, and shlakash loy shma hasra. But ozlu tamayim, and we actually find Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue the same machlokes in a different place. The Itma, we learned. If someone makes a shvua sho'echel kikos ha'yoyim. He says, I'm making a shvua, I'm going to eat this Danish today. Va'ova ha'yoyim v'lo yachlo. And the day went by, he did not eat it. So he made a shvua. It's a lav. Does he get malchus or not? Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they both agree to one thing, that they don't get malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan, Oimer in a leika, you know why you don't get leika? Mishum to have on top of the Zayin of Ralph, should have a lav she'im by Maisa. Cholav she'im by Maisa ain't leika the law. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't get malchus, you know why? Because it's a lav she'im by Maisa. Cholav she'im by Maisa ain't leika the law. If it's a lav just by words, then you don't get malchus. Shlokus and leika, Mishum to have a surah sophic. Cholav surah sophic, loishma surah. Rav Shlokas has a different reason. I'll tell you why it's not, you don't get malchus. How do I know when he's making the shvua, he's not going to eat it? I have no idea. So asra asafik. That means Rav Yochanan asra asafik shema asra. So he says a different reason. You know why you don't get malchus? It's because what did I do? I didn't eat. I didn't eat the whole day and I made a shvua. That's all I did. So there's no maisa. It's no maisa. Grab Rashi's lost the yeshiva of a bottle. Really, the word is, the shvua is the malav is really the shvua, or in any case, either way, both the maisa of not eating and the shvua are both a lav she'im by maisa. Therefore, you don't get malchus. Masha'ink, if you're a shlokish, the reason vad lav she'im by maisa loikin a lav, you get malchus. The reason why, if you're a shlokish, you don't get malchus is because asra sofik loy shma asra. So come to two machlokes from Yerichon and shlokish. One machlokes is asra sofik shma asra not. Rav Yerichon holds it's called asra, the shlokish holds not. Another machlokes is a lav she'im by maisa loikin a lav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't get malchus lav she'im ma'isa. When you're shlokish, you do get malchus lav she'im ma'isa. And the Gemara explains v'tavayu aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. They're both going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The time looked at the brisa. We know there's the iser noisar. His pasuk actually on Karm Pesach that if someone leaves the Karm Pesach overnight, but sir menu ad biker, but it's a lav. But nois menu ad biker beis to shoyfu. And Rabbi Yehuda says that ba kosov litin aseach alois aseh. That here you have a lava nitik laaseh. There's aseh to burn the noisar after the lois aseh of noisar. Loimar shein loikalov to teach us you don't get malchus. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda is saying like this: noisar would have got malchus. The only thing is you have an option of aseh. So if you analyze it, noisar has two problems. First of all, there's a asra safek because who stays and leave over. And number two, it's a lav shem b'maisa. Leaving over is lav shem b'maisa. So each one takes what they want to hear out of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan da'i kochi. Time ma deba kosov. The only reason we don't get malchus, Rabbi Yehuda said, is because you have a'asei. Halloi ba kosov. You get loika. You get malchus. Alma asra safek shema asra. V'rash lakish da'i kochi. Time ma deba kosov. It's a good thing the pasuk came and told you that there's asay. Haloi ba kosev, loike. You get malchus. Alma, lav shein be maisa loike na lov. You see, a lav shein be maisa is loike na lov. The only thing is that really you see both. Really you see both things. You see from Yehuda, because you would have got malchus. It means you see asra sofek shema asra, and you see lav shein be maisa loike na lov. So something has to give. Both are true, which Gemara is going to ask right now. The both are true. But just to recap, we were holding right now is that, because we'll stop here for this daf and continue from here tomorrow, is that lemaisa we have a machlokes rechon shlokeshiv kimu v'le kimu a bitlo bitlu. We say it's totally in hasra sofik. A rechon hasra sofik shma hasra. Therefore, be'etzem you give him a warning for the lav. You get malchus. You have to just wait to see if the aseh will be around. It could be for a bunch of years. It could be a sofik. We don't know if he's a vatlet. Still, you get malchus on lav. According to Rish Lakish, he says no. That be'etzem it's hasra zvada. You get malchus. You have an option of taking away the malchus with the aseh. That has been done right away. It can't be totally in bitlu. You either do the aseh or you get malchus. And we said the machlokes asra asaf shma asra is totally in what they said here also by shvua shloichel. Rabbi Yochanan said it's alts lav shem amaisa and shlokes says asra asafik. And the machlokes halur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said this by noiser. The only reason you don't get malchus is because there's a new aseh. Typically, because lav shem amaisa or because asra asafik. Teretz is each one takes out from there that he holds asra sofek asra, and he takes out the lav shem ma'isa loike lav. That's we see both, which tomorrow we'll discuss momentarily.